Welcome back to Kliyakar and the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. This year is dedicated to Ilan Nishmas, my mother, Chai Rachel Bas David Tzvi, and we are in Parshas Chayesara. And in the very long story of Eliezer, the Eved of Avraham, retrieving a wife for Yitzchak, going out to Avraham's hometown and finding Rivka. So the Pasuk says in Chaf Dalet, So when the camels stopped drinking, of course, there was the test. Eliezer pitched to Hashem, and Hashem responded generously, as the Gemara points out. And exactly what he set the test to be, Rivka comes along and does. She gives him water, she gives all the camels water, and after they finish drinking, it says nezem zahav that the man took a nezem, zahav, a golden nose ring, beka mishkalo, that weighed a beka. Beka is a lashon of split. Rashi, and it's half a shekel. Rashi says that remez l'shikle yisrael beka lo kugoles. Which is a half shekel per person. When the machzor shekel was done, the counting of the half shekel. Ushneitz medim al yadeho, and he placed two bracelets on her hands. Asara zahav mishkalam, and their weight was 10 shkalim of gold, 10 gold pieces. And Rashi says over here, Shnei Tzmidim, this is a remez l'shnei luchos betzumdos. This is an allusion to the two luchos, which are mitzumdos, which are like paired up, which are connected. And then points further, asara zahav mishkalam, remez l'asara zadib rosh shebehen, right? And they weighed 10 gold coins overall. That's an allusion to the Aseret HaDibros. So again, the pasuk simply says that he gave her a nose ring worth a half a shekel and two bracelets worth 10 gold coins. And Rashi points out, quoting the Midrash and Bereishis Rabbah, that these two things allude to the half shekel coin and the two tablets of the covenant, the two luchos abris with the Ten Commandments on them. And Kliyakar, right over here, has a relatively lengthy analysis of this, and it's very fascinating. I'm just going to just do the last part. He, of course, wants to understand what these things have to do with Yitzhak and Rivka, what's going on. And it seems to be that there's a certain midos of Rivka that connect to this, and he points out all the Aseret HaDibros, how they're really connected, and really it's quite interesting. I just want to go to just a one remez that he ends off with, which I think is very interesting and has important ramifications for us. So the second to last paragraph of Kliyakar says, "V'im didaktik b'loshon smidim b'loshon beka timsa shehem shnei hafachim." He says, if you look at the words that are chosen, there's actually opposite implications. Because beka, the loshon of beka, we said, is a davar echad shenivka l'shnayim. It's one thing that was split into two pieces. That's what a beka is. Beka means split. V'shnei smidim, two bracelets, however, the loshon of smidim is two things that are separate that are connected together, right? We have this lashon of tzmudim umuchubarim. They're connected. So it's interesting that there's this contrast of the beka, the one thing that was split into two, and the tzmidim, two separate things that are connected. What is the significance of that? Says the Kliyakar further, remez b'zeh shetov sachar mischar kesef b'nechmadim. That quoting the pasuk and Mishlei, ki kinyan hakesef tamid bakua lechatzayin, that the acquisition of money is always going to be split into half, right? Meaning the machzor hashekel, it's the money, is always going to be split in half. Why? He quotes the Midrash and Kohelet Rabbah, ki ein adam niftar min olam v'chatzi tavaso b'yado, that a person does not leave this world with even half of his taivos satisfied. that yesh biyadomone misave lemasayim, somebody who wants 100 zuz, sorry, someone who has 100 zuz wants 200. So further, if someone has 200 zuz, he wants 400. Someone always wants more. And the Mitzvah says that a person does not leave this world with even half of his taivos achieved, of everything he wanted to achieve taiva-wise. He says that this is actually a remise to this in the word mammon itself, mammon meaning money. So it's spelled mem, mem, vav, nun. And he says that both that every letter of this word mammon, if you would spell out the letter itself, it ends with the same letter. So mem, mem. So the first mem is spell mem, mem, mem. That you have mem, you want mem more. And then the next letter is mem again. The next letter is vav, which begins with the vav and ends with the vav. Nun, which begins with the nun, ends with the nun. So even when you have that, you want another one. You want a second one. That's hinted to in the word mammon itself. So that's why the Machsis HaShekel over here that's alluded to is a Becca, it's a split. Because when it comes to Shkalim, when it comes to money, you're never going to get more than half. Aval Kinyan HaTorah, he says. But acquisition of the Torah, Kulut Samud Mechubar. It's all connected. Umar BeHashalom LeChaber Shnayim HaNefradim. And it increases peace. Of course, Talmud Torah increases peace. And it connects two parts that are disconnected. Kamo Shamar, as the Pasuk says, Shalom Rav Lo Avei Sarasecha. There is great peace to those who love the Torah. Ubishas Petiraso. And when a person passes away, as a paraphrasing, the only thing that escorts a person out of this world, says Pirkei Avos, is his Torah and Ma'asim Tovim. Umalavin, says Rashi, sorry, not Rashi, says Kli Yakar. Umalavin, that expression of the only thing that escorts a person, Hainu Lashon Chibor V'Tzamid. That's a Lashon, that word, Melavit, means to connect with, right? We know from the naming of Levi, Apami Lave Yishi. Levi is a Lashon of connection, Melavin. So that means that we see that specifically Torah is like a binding agent. It connects things. It's Melave a person. It escorts a person. Shalom Rov Love Sarasecha. So he says, V'im Kain, Hamamo nimras bebeka. Therefore, the money is alluded to with the beka, with the splitting. Ki li olam ein biad adam ki im hachatzi. Because a person only gets, when it comes to money, maksas a shekel, shkolim, a person will only get a beka. He's only going to get a half. V'ha mitzvos b'shneitz midim. But when it comes to mitzvos, Torah, which is, right, the Aseres HaDibros are alluded to over here, those are two tzmidim. Those are things that are connected. It connects things. Ki adarabah, because the opposite. Mitzvah gereres, od mitzvah shlema. Based on Pirkei Avos, he says that a mitzvah brings about another mitzvah. Mitzvah gereres, mitzvah. Mitzvahs drag about other mitzvahs. One mitzvah leads to another, leads to another. V'mamon al piv yekol riv v'chol nega o'bein achim nafrit. And he says also... that what always happens with money? Money often leads to all kinds of fights, even between brothers. It separates brothers, are separated because of financial reasons. V'ha-Torah kol nisdiyoseh ha-shalom. He quotes the Pasuk in Mishlei, but when it comes to Torah, all its paths are peace. V'ha-mamon nifrad u'bakua min adam ve'inam alava oso. But money separates from a person, it's bakua, it's split from a person, and ve'inam alava oso doesn't escort him into the next world. V'kinyan ha-Torah hu yilavenu b'chol amalo. But the kinyan, acquisition of Torah will always be able to help, to reach a person. So he says, what's the message over here being told to Rivka? Over here, there's a message of Becca Mishkalo, that the Shkolin Mishkalo is Becca, it's split. But the Shnei Tzmidim, so that the two Tzmidim, which represent the Torah, those that brings connection. That when someone is chasing after physical pleasures, Gashmias, physicality, materialism, so you're never going to be able to achieve as much as your heart desires, and everything's going to be split, and it causes people to be split from others. It causes disconnect. It splits up families. Money has that impact. But Torah, the acquisition of Torah, that connects things. That is mar b'shalom. It brings things together. It brings people together. Chol nasiv oseh ha-shalom. It creates unity and binds. And perhaps what's being said over here, and Eliezer is trying to demonstrate who Yitzhak is and what his family stands for. That this chibur of the Torah, of course, you know, she's going to be brought back to Hebron. Or at least at some point, there's also a theme of this parsha of the my love Hebron. It's a place of chibur. This is a people that will they have money at certain points? Yeah, they will, but that's not the focus. Of course, Rivka is coming from a family where you see the greed of Lot, and Lot runs out. And a few psukim later, he runs out and he sees Vahir Kiros as a nezem as a tzmidim al yedei achoso. He sees the nezem and he sees the tzmidim. He sees the nose ring. He sees the bracelets. It's interesting over here though that when it mentions when Lavan sees these things, it mentions the items, but not their weight. Not that it's a bekel now, and it wasn't the there's no symbolism of Masa Shekel and the Luchos. You could say it because it was already mentioned earlier, but you could also say on a deeper level because Lavan just saw the external, you know, the jewelry. He wasn't going to take this message to heart about the futility of chasing after Gashmias and the great benefit of chasing after Torah, but Eliezer has to make sure that he's coming to this place that he has Rivka. Make sure she's not like Besuel, she's not like Lavan, she's not like so many other people from this community that would be chasing after materialism. That she'd be somebody who'd be striving for higher. Of course, you need materialism, but to realize that that's split, that's broken, that's something that's split in half. You don't need so much. And it leads to, and the more you have, the more negativity and splitting and division it leads to. And Torah is something that you should increase more and always try to get more of. And it connects things and brings things together. And that's something that Rivka needs to learn. She's going to accept. Of course, Rivka accepts these gifts graciously and lives this life with Yitzhak, a life of connecting to Yitzhak through Torah. And of course, building a nation that connects to Hashem through this as well. Have a beautiful Shabbos.